Joey, Phoebe, Chandler, Monica,
Ross, Rachel, to us the Earth phenomena.
Here is our confession,
for it's an obsession
that never passed, so we made a podcast. I'm Adele.
I'm Zoe.
And this is Friends from A to Z.
Hello everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of Friends from A to Z.
Tonight on a special episode of Blossom.
We are going to talk about the one with the embryos.
Why is it so special?
It is so special because I think we have mentioned this episode quite a few times in our journey towards this point of just perfection.
Ooh.
Don't you think?
I agree.
If we were to rank bank the episodes, our favourites ever.
Yeah.
Where is this for you?
Number one.
Favourite. Did you hear that?
Episode of all 10 seasons.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
What about you?
I feel like we should have some like party poppers or something goes off.
Well, I'm drunk. I don't know about you.
This is my fourth favourite episode of all time.
Really? Because we've had my second one, which is the one at the...
Jellyfish.
The one with the jellyfish. So this is number one. Jellyfish is number two. Have we had any...
Are you talking all time?
Yeah.
One and two. Wow. In this season, one and two as well. Amazing.
Yeah.
Strong season for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Have we had any that rank higher than this in all 10 seasons for you?
Yeah, this might... Well, it's my fourth, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but have we already done them or are they still to come?
Oh, we've done them all. One where no one's ready.
One where no one's ready.
I love that so much.
Yes.
Prom video.
Of course.
Rachel finds out.
Of course.
And this is fourth.
Yes.
But
wow.
Wowzers. Mm. This episode is just amazing.
I know.
I really enjoy talking about this
with
you.
Yeah, good.
We're going to talk about things we like, things we don't like.
Nothing.
That's dumb.
Chick.
Friends through a lens. I'm not sure we've got a lot of 20-year on things here, to be honest.
No, probably not, actually.
It's just timeless.
Yeah.
It's timelessly beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our favourite joke, which is going to be really hard to pick. Our favourite friend, which is going to be really hard to pick.
Yeah.
But first of all, so the titles we talked about, it's a slightly misleading one, isn't it? The one with the embryos.
Yeah.
So do tell us what goes on, please, in the form of a limerick.
An epidimeric, if you will.
An epidimeric, even better.
For baby news, the gang don't have to wait long. With harmless trivia, they all play along. But when a quiz ups the stakes, who will have what it takes? The big fat goalie or Miss Chenandler Bong?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I love how you said that so fast at the end. The big fat goalie or Miss Chenandler Bong? You've got the actual answers of the quizzes in there. I love Miss Chenandler Bong. Oh, you've got that in there as well. Oh, my goodness me. With harmless trivia, they will play along. But when a quiz ups the stakes... Who will have what it takes? And I like, because this episode is quite a lot of Monica versus Chandler, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you obviously have boys versus girls, but within those teams, you have friction and you sort of have leaders of those two teams, which are Monica and Chandler, which adds an extra layer of brilliance.
Yeah. So that's very, very clever how you've taken those two and got their nicknames. That's so clever. The nicknames that they are given in this quiz answers.
Mm.
You've got the ringleaders of each. That is extremely clever. That is like one of the cleverest bits of all your epidemics.
I'm so happy to say that because I felt this was a high pressure epidemic because it's such a brilliant, brilliant episode.
Yeah.
And actually it's a funny one because you can't quite, it doesn't sort of slice up neatly. It's kind of one big soup, isn't it, of stuff. I did find that quite hard, but I'm glad you like it.
Wonderful. Good. Let's talk about it.
We're slap bang in the middle of season four. It's episode 12, the one with the embryos.
Right. So IMDb and Netflix tell us a little bit more about what happens in this episode. IMDb says this: Phoebe's uterus is examined for implantation of the embryos. It's very scientific.
Mm.
Meanwhile, a seemingly harmless game between Chandler and Joey against Monica and Rachel escalates into a full-blown contest where the stakes are raised higher and higher.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
That's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Netflix. Phoebe undergoes an embryo transplant and becomes pregnant.
Not it.
No, there's more. I'm just so annoyed at that.
Don't tell me they don't mention
a simple challenge escalates into a full-blown contest between the guys and the women.
The guys?
They've used the exact same thing. Full-blown contest.
Yeah.
But why would you say she becomes pregnant? That happens in like the last minute of the episode.
Yeah,
What's an embryo transplant? Sounds like a hair transplant. Okay. So, we rank this, and this is extreme. Let's just enjoy this.
Mm.
Let's just really savour in all this niceness, because it's so easy to rank.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. We've already talked about this.
So, is it number one for you in season four?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's first.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was your first ever.
Oh, yeah, it'd be impossible not to.
It's my 10th favourite of season four, but it's my first overall.
Yeah. My maths is limited, but not that bad. The people agree.
Yes, let's luxuriate in this.
So it scores, get your head around this, an average of 9.5 out of 10 on IMDb, which is insanely high. And it's first of season four.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember now, and I wish I had looked at this before. I think the highest scoring episode of anything on IMDb is the last one. That is the highest of all 10 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bit weird.
I think this is second.
I was just thinking when you said that, I was thinking, I wonder where that places it overall.
Yeah.
This is second. Oh, my.
I should have looked at that before. That's a bit useless, isn't it?
No, but you'd have to look, wouldn't you have to look at a lot of data to work that out?
Well, I mean, you can just look at the average score, right? Which gets us the, because you've got a mean score for each one, so.
But wouldn't you have to look at 138 mean scores?
Yes, true.
Anyway, it's high.
I feel like I've done that. No, I can't have done. Anyway.
For fun, Saturday night, before I play Scrabble.
Unbelievably.
Yes. No. Yes.
What do you think? Yes or no? Ranker.com.
Well, I would think it's got to be top five for sure, if not number one.
Yeah, it's number two.
Ah.
Second of all episodes.
What's number one of Ranker.com?
Do you want me to tell you?
I think so.
I can actually find out. I'm going to quickly turn to my notes here.
Oh. Phoebe waiting for her pregnancy. I'm going to lie upside down on the chair for this one.
Filler music.
I can do. I want to do the music of.
Okay.
The stalker music.
If I tell you that the number one rated episode on Ranker.com is the same as Matthew Perry's favourite episode of all time.
Is that the one where everybody finds out?
It is the one where everybody finds out.
Oh, well, that's good.
Which actually, recently, have you been following? There's been a little competition on Instagram.
Yes.
That's the one that won.
It won it, didn't it? Yeah.
Sorry to anyone who has been following that and hasn't seen the result.
They did a kind of tournament sort of knockout contest
and
of all of them.
It was so difficult to choose between some of them. But the final came down to the one where everybody finds out and...
The one with the embryos?
The one with the embryos. So there you go.
Amazing.
Very consistent points of view. So, I mean, you know, silly question because it's knocking this out of the park all over the place. But tell me overall, what do you like? Put it into words. What's happening here that makes it your number one of season four?
It's just so, so funny. It's so perfect. It's one of those episodes that everyone, apart from Phoebe, everyone's together for a common goal. You know how we've always said things like when there's a blackout or when there's a poker game or something, it's coming together. And it's all about the characters. You have to know each other really well to know the answers to these things. And then in playing the game, they are their true best selves as their characters.
Absolutely.
And it is something that is just... It's just incredibly funny. It's just so, so funny.
Yeah, yeah. I would add to that. I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
Plus... It's one of those moments where we feel part of this group.
Oh, yeah.
Because they make references to things that we have heard before or that we've seen before, which we absolutely adore.
Yeah.
And you get this sort of silly childishness between them, which it's faultless, absolutely faultless.
So good.
Well, should we start actually with Phoebe, because that is a little other. Although it is the titular storyline,
not tits,
uterus. But embryos.
Yeah.
We can maybe just talk about that quickly because that's the smaller bit. So what do you think about that? It's called The One with the Embryos, and Phoebe, obviously, last episode has decided she will be a surrogate for Frank and Alice.
Yeah.
And here we see whether that's going to be successful.
And it's 16 grand for one pop at it.
Yeah.
25% chance. That's stressful. I thought, would they have 16 grand? But maybe that is all of Alice's life savings.
Yes, a lot of money, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, she is a teacher, but maybe she's saved up. Because Frank Jr. certainly doesn't have that money.
No, I didn't really think about that, actually. That is a lot of money to have that you could safely spend it and not put your rest of your life in jeopardy.
But she does say it's everything she's got. That's it. I think that's everything. Anyway, they're there at the doctor's, and Phoebe's like, oh my God, this is actually quite stressful now because I have to get pregnant because this is high stakes.
It's another side to Phoebe, I think, as well. You see it here, and you see it when later on when she takes the pregnancy test, and she's like, please don't put too much pressure on me. And she's quite dark. She's quite serious. She's like, okay, you know, it's another side to her.
Yeah.
She's feeling the weight of this on her shoulders.
Yeah, she is. Well, because she's so generous and she cares about people and she wants to do the best. And this is, there's not much she can do except for, you know, get them implanted.
Thank you for that choice of phrase. I love that bit when she's in the hospital, when she's having a little private moment.
To the petri dish.
Oh. It's just, and again, only...
She introduces herself. Yeah. I'm Phoebe Fouffet.
Yeah. Only Phoebe could authentically... Yeah. It's totally in character. Yeah. I mean, you know, you and I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but it is absolutely right that she can use her imagination in that way and be so free of that. I love at the very end, she's like, good luck.
Oh, she says, next time you see me, I'll be screaming. But that's okay. Yeah. That's supposed to happen.
And she's like, Frank and Alice. I mean, you know them. You've been there.
You've been there. Yeah. Yeah. You started off there.
Great. Absolutely great.
So good. So good. And so then she's in the apartment and she's like, oh, I might be pregnant. There are some timeline issues on this for me. I mean, I actually don't know with IVF how fast it happens.
I
would say hours later, yeah. Anyway, and she does, and they kind of reference it, right? Because she says, my body's faster than Western medicine.
Basically, they need to just get this established in this episode and then they can move on.
And so she's like upside down, like trying to help it along, and she's writing a little song about...
Are you in there, little Venus?
Come to greet us.
Something greet us?
I will buy you some Adidas.
Yeah, another. Do you think they paid for that?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, little baby Adidas. Yeah. Oh, that's more baby sneakers.
Yeah,
they talked about baby Nikes for Ben, and now they're talking about baby Adidas.
Sony PlayStations last episode. What's going on? Someone's making a bundle of cash in...
But weird that two of those are about baby sneakers.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
It's just, they call it Adidas and not Adidas like we do here, because that wouldn't rhyme.
Exactly.
And then they're all kind of kicking off about other things, which we shall get to. And then she comes out, she's like, I'm pregnant! Yeah. So cute.
Which reminds me a bit, tell me if I'm right here, when Monica finds out they're going to get a baby, they're all arguing. Isn't it the one where they're all late for the Thanksgiving? Is it that one? They're all late for the Thanksgiving. And they're all arguing.
Oh.
And she takes the phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes out and then she's like, guys, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting
a baby.
Is
it the one with the floating heads?
Yes.
Yes,
she's like, I don't care, we're getting a baby. And it's like that lovely sort of, these things, you know, they're all arguing, but none of that matters.
No.
You know, they rise above it for
big
this crescendo
stuff.
Moment.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so nice.
And then Frank Jr.
My sister's gonna have my baby!
There's a great cut to Rachel at that point, where she kind of exclaims in joy, and there's a bit of me that thinks that's her, like, that's funny.
That is funny. Yeah.
She's like, that was funny. Yeah.
And then they're like, you're going to squish the baby.
Yeah.
Get out. This can't be good for the baby.
Yeah. And good, we're there, right? Established now.
That's it. Here we go.
We're free now for this storyline to take.
We don't know their triplets yet.
No.
Spoiler alert. But,
oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's coming up.
So that's the kind, even though that's the name of the episode, that's sort of, and we established this problem, right? That whenever you talk about this episode, you have to qualify it by saying, the one with the embryos, you know, the one with the quiz. And in a way, Maybe they should have called it the one with the quiz. Because it's sort of taken on that name anyway, hasn't it? Because the embryos actually, whilst they are super important to a long series of episodes yet, the quiz is really the star of the show.
My goodness me, this quiz. Mm. I don't even know how we're going to attempt to talk about this.
It's very difficult, isn't it? Because, let me ask you a question. When you came to figure out what was your favourite joke, how easy did you find that?
No, not easy at all. So hard.
Yeah.
And I don't even... There's no right or wrong answer, really, is there? No. Like, the one that I've chosen could be different tomorrow.
And it's funny because it's the sort of... It's partly what they say, and it's partly how they say it, but it's sort of the... It's the whole ensemble, isn't it, of what's going on here that is... I don't know, like, because I was going back through, and even we've just watched it, haven't we? So because we're in the same room together, we treated ourselves and we've watched the episode again. And even again, listening to it, I'm like, it's not like there's one single joke that really jumps out or one key moment. It's the whole mix. It builds and builds and builds and builds through the whole
and
thing.
And it escalates, and the way it's directed is clever because the escalation is suddenly Rachel's standing up, you know? And then by the end, they're all standing up and they've moved the coffee table. Like, it's even these things that just add to the...
I love that. I love how tense they are and how stressed they are because it's incredibly authentic.
Yeah.
If you've ever got in one of these silly... even if it's a silly board game thing with friends, never mind this, like, what's on the line here, but... That sort of absolute commitment to the moment is, really, really well done.
So, so good. I did notice on the opening credits there, it is written by two women, Amy and Jill, something or other.
Is it?
Because there's so much depth of character here. Like, every answer to the quiz is so clever.
Oh, my God.
So clever.
Do you have some favourites?
I mean, there's... favourite answers or favourite funny moments. I mean, like, one thing that springs to mind is, Althea, you're shooting with Althea. Good shooting.
Nice shooting.
Like, oh, yeah, nice shooting. Like,
and again, that's what so I mean. Funny. Like, in itself, if you said, oh, that's my favourite joke or whatever, you'd be like, oh, it's not really a joke.
No.
But the moment in which it's done and the way it's done elevates that. So, and it's just pow through the
Nana,
whole thing.
It's like you both went to her funeral. And it makes it more awkward for them because they have this moment where they're like, we both went to a funeral, we don't even know her name.
And when they, I love the bit where they I mean, we'll come to the lightning round, but when they switch, the boys have had their go and the girls are getting up and they're doing the gesture, the hand gesture that Ross does. We're like, yeah, we know that gesture. Yeah, we get that because we were there. Yeah.
What are your favourite moments in this?
Well, something I like a lot is the board Ross creates.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
beautiful handwriting.
There's more of Monica there than Ross would like to admit, I think. Like, I know they take the mick out of Monica having her, like, wedding folder and all this sort of stuff. But that is a work of art. It's beautiful. I mean, I'm sure that was all Monica's stationery, all the coloured post-it notes and all of that stuff. But I love it. It's so neat and beautiful and great.
Yeah.
My favourite joke is one of the... not one of the answers, but something connected to one of the answers. And again, I picked it... And again, watching it today, I was like, oh, is that really my favourite one? But I've got to say, I think the reason I like it is because it's almost unnecessary. It's when, in the lightning round, Ross says... at what age did Chandler first touch a girl's boob? And the girls guess, well, I don't know, like 14. And he goes, no, 19. And Chandler just goes, thanks, man.
So funny.
That's my favourite joke because... And this is the thing. This turns into one of the other great things that we love about some of these classic episodes. The secrets start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
The reveals. Yeah. And we've loved this in other ones, haven't we?
Yeah.
But this stuff where Ross is like digging into the depths of what he knows about these people, that's a great one. What age were you when you first touched her? That is something uniquely a best friend would know.
Exactly. Like a college roommate, best friend, and then you've got brother and you've also got kind of ex-boyfriend. He is perfectly positioned to do this quiz.
You might say Ross wins the quiz.
Oh.
Well, he must have known. He doesn't consult with the teams to come up with the questions.
Because he just goes, the test is ready.
He knows all of this stuff. So he knew every single answer.
Yeah, yeah. But he is well placed with his history with all of them to be able to do that.
Yeah, uniquely so.
Whereas here you've got girls versus boys, you've got neighbours versus neighbours, you've got best friend couple versus a best friend couple. It works on so many levels.
And that's one of the layers I think makes it so magical, is within the teams, the dynamic as well.
Yes.
So you end up with Monica leading Rachel, Chandler leading Joey.
Yeah.
And you see the essence of them as well. Like, Rachel, use your head.
Yes,
like,
I know.
Because Rachel is a bit sort of silly and wouldn't think that through properly. And Monica, so competitive.
So competitive. And her and Chandler are... it's a bit like how Ross and Rachel were with the poker leading everyone.
Yes.
It was kind of Ross versus Rachel. Here it's Chandler versus Monica for this quiz. And they bring out the best character traits in each other. Because Chandler can still be sarcastic with the, yes, man, thanks, man, and stuff like that. So you've got his best character traits coming out there. Got Monica's competitiveness. You've got Rachel's just overexcitement. Like, my favourite... joke, and it's not really a joke, but it's where they suddenly go back, it's like next category, and Rachel is standing up, it's all relative, and it's a complete and utter overreaction of that phrase. It just is so funny. And I use that tonality all the time. It's all, it's like iconic delivery of lines.
Well, that's the other thing, this is full of iconic moments. One of my favorites, which has become a classic GIF. Ooh, that's interesting.
I send that to you
a lot.
That's not even a word.
Oh, like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, the fact that the question on which they lose it, again, is something that has been referred to in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely genius.
But it's funny as well because it's the easiest question on the whole quiz. What is his job?
Yeah.
And it's the way the silence hits.
Yeah.
What is Chandler Bing's job? And they just silence it up because they don't know. Yeah.
And the audience starts laughing because they don't know what Chandler does. Even though we've seen him at work, his work has been referred to many, many times. We don't know either.
But it's, and it's just so funny that, like, the most basic thing you know about, not, you know, acquaintances is what they do for a living.
Yeah.
They can tell you who the TV guide is delivered to.
Yeah, yeah.
Also... hilarious, as referenced in your epidemiary.
You know what else is great about that as well is I like how they play with that joke. So Chandler gets it. Mm. Then you get the, no, it's the name. And very specifically, what's the name on the label? Chandler Bong gets a laugh. Mm. Then actually Miss Chandler Bong. It's like they really stretch it out, but
and
it's
how
totally worth
he
it.
He enjoys that as well. He thinks he enjoys that it's Miss Chandler Bong. All the shouting, the crescendo of it all, the stage direction of it, the way they move the coffee table, they're all just jumping up and down. The way they actually physically warm up for the lightning round.
Yeah, yeah.
They're jumping.
Stop it.
And David Schwimmer, like that, just the way he's like, so here we go, stop it. Like, it's just the way that he is saying stuff as well.
Yeah.
The way he points with Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yes.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Your face was perfect for that. Yeah, because, and that's it, right? They are the kind of, the people we pretend to be versus the people we really are.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting.
That's where the secrets are happening, like Dangerous Liaisons. Yeah, I like this sort of French type romantic film. No, Weekend at Bernie's. And I'm pointing at you because I'm catching you out here.
And the, that Chandler's terrified of Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance.
His legs move independent of his body.
And even that Monica says it like that. Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. Not just Michael Flatley.
No.
Lord of the Dance. I also, one of my other favourite Monica moments, I am so good at lightning rounds.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
Well, you know why?
Because you're so good at lightning rounds.
Exactly. Not only, right? So let's think of some other episodes where we've had some of these similar themes. So you've got the one with the boobies. It's all about that one.
Oh, yeah.
The blackout.
Poker.
The one where no one's ready. It's all about that one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But one of, I think what puts this even a cut above those is the genius idea that the boys would win and they would switch apartments.
Oh, we haven't even talked about that yet.
Because it totally shakes everything up. And now you sort of remember in your head, don't you? There's the era when the boys are living in that apartment and the girls are living in the other
apartment. Because $100 we're not really that bought into as a bet.
Would have ended at the end of this episode, done. That would be your storyline finished.
But the duck, getting rid of the duck and getting rid of the chick and the duck is suddenly ups the stakes so well. And the way that Chandler goes, okay, we'll get rid of the chick and the duck. And Joey goes, what?
Oh, that
and he just calms him down. And no. We win your apartment.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like, and Monica's like, deal.
Yeah. And then Monica, afterwards, Monica's like, bet you can't guess what colour my tassels are. I bet the apartment. And Chandler's like, oh, I would never bet this apartment.
But when she tries to get it back and she comes back and she's like, a lot of mattresses. I'm thinking, like, what is left? What is left in the apartment?
Oh, man. And that when they open the, I mean, that is an iconic moment, right? The door opens and in they sweep, riding the white dog as they walk.
Literally. They have been, they have won the battle, like how you would have soldiers coming back victorious from war on their horses.
They are rubbing salt in this wound. They are enjoying this moment.
I know. And
ruining moving day for us.
And they're eating a sandwich as well.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this is it. Because what's Joey's favourite food?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. I mean, and it's just, that's so funny.
Yeah.
How can sandwiches be your favourite food?
I know.
But he loves sandwiches so much so that he's going to get, you know, shot for one, isn't he? We're going to save it from being shot.
Right at the very beginning, when this all sort of kicks off, when Rachel's come in from shopping and the original game is guessing what's in the bag, I think it's really funny that what's implied when Chandler goes, oh, I know, and he whispers in Joey's ear, and then Joey's like, no, not for another 2 weeks.
He does that little Weekend at Bernie's point a little bit. Yeah.
And again, it's like unspoken. The joke happens in your imagination.
Yeah.
But also that they would be sort of sensitive enough to even be that knowledgeable. Like, what have they noticed?
Yeah.
Mood swings.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. No. That Joey would be so confident about that. Although we do see that he has, when Ross comes in and says, what are you doing 1 week today? Joey picks up a diary and says, oh, I'm going to be menstruating. So maybe he just steals her diary and he sees.
Yeah, maybe he's not that sensitive at all. Scumbag. And they get, and that's how the episode escalates. Because that, but at the beginning, is very calm.
Yeah.
Oh, what's in the shopping bag? $10, blah, 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 blah. But it just goes, it skyrockets. The energy just skyrockets to the end where they're jumping around.
Yeah.
Transponster!
That's not even a word.
Yeah.
Very authentically as well.
Mm.
To go from what's in the shopping bag
to
losing your apartment.
Yeah.
Completely credible.
It's like that very incremental little bits. You just don't notice. And suddenly it's like, how from walking and shopping.
How am I now living in this
apartment? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you name the 5 things that are in the shopping bag?
Oh. It's not orange juice.
Correct.
Scotch tape.
Correct.
Diet soda.
Yep.
Oh, God, this is really hard.
Amazingly, you're doing these in reverse order.
I'm doing the reverse order. No, I don't think I can.
Apples.
Okay.
We're starting with apples. Tortilla chips and yogurt.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's particularly good because she's already unloaded some of the shopping. As they're chatting at the beginning, she's getting bits and bobs out of the bag. So it's incredibly
impressive.
It's
like Rain Man levels. I'm not sure Rachel will be snacking on cookies when she goes shopping.
I agree.
I agree. It's like a few episodes ago, she had the little muffin at her desk. Rachel don't eat muffins or cookies.
You do not look like that and eat cookies while you're shopping. No way. That moment when you were talking about the sort of orchestration of it. I love... It's this juxtaposition, isn't it, of like the tension. They can't remember what does he do. You get this moment of, he's a trans monster, that's not even a word. Then a beat of silence and the little beep of the timer. And in that moment the world crumbles for those two, and then that blood curdling scream from Monica,
guttural.
Oh man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, that's the kind of noise you'd make if you'd found a loved one murdered. Like, it is that
Yeah.
Deep, isn't it? But she's lost her apartment. My God.
Well, I don't think that's what she's that bothered about.
Oh, she's just lost.
She lost.
Okay, I see, yeah.
She lost. That does not happen.
Oh, what a lot of effort then. They have to pack the boxes up and they move. And Rachel, and I really like that Rachel's like, not moving, don't be ridiculous. Like, yeah, that was a game, we're not doing it. You know, and then it's like, you have to do it.
Bet on the bed, you lose the bet.
And it's that tension, and then it's just the despair and that visual where she's on the sofa with the rag on her head, Phoebe's upside down. It's like, did you get it? I lost a match to this.
You know,
Monica is still fighting. She's still up and fighting, whereas Rachel's kind of given up.
Boxes and boxes all around them.
Hmm.
Do you see what it says on those boxes?
I saw a couple. Joey's clothes is one. Joey's TV stuff, I think, is another one.
If you look very closely.
Oh, yeah.
There are 11 different towel boxes.
No.
Yes.
Isn't that clever?
There are like, there's like guest.
Fancy.
Towels. Fancy guest. Then there's like everyday use towels.
Oh.
They did the 11 types.
That is on,
so
some
clever. Of them are in their apartment. And then when you see the bit at the end and they're in the boys' apartment.
That's really clever. That is really clever.
That's good, isn't it?
And even that is just like, it's a great quiz question.
Yeah.
Because it gets into how ridiculous Monica is with her
stuff. It's pure Monica, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also that they just get lucky. They name 11. 3. 11?
Yeah.
Monica blames Rachel.
Okay.
And says it all came down to the Miss Chenandler bomb.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that? We steal that TV guide every week.
Mm. Do you think she's fair in saying that?
I think it's unfair because Rachel did get it right. It does go to Chandler. She just got the name wrong.
Another question was, what name is on the thing?
Okay.
But I think it's a little bit harsh because we don't see it, but the boys get one wrong as well because it's 9 all at the end. That's why they have to have the lightning round. So I think I think what Monica's actually doing is just can't take responsibility for the loss.
Yeah.
She's got to project the loss. Because neither of them knew what Chandler did for a living, right?
No, that's true, actually, that's true. I guess for Monica, though, if she did know the answer, for Rachel to jump in quickly with the wrong answer.
That's interesting.
That might have been why she was annoyed.
Yeah.
But, isn't it just wonderful? And then that despair, and then they come in on the dog. And it's like, Rachel's like, she has mourning, she has loss. She's like, but this is a girl's apartment, that's a boy's, it smells and it's dirty.
Yeah.
This one is purple.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Yeah. And then they swap. And this really happens. And even at the end, it's clever. Like, I can't believe we live here. And the intonation of that.
I like that a lot. With the little play on words. Because you can say that in two ways. As they do, can't you?
But you know what? Friends is like one of the greatest TV shows of all time. And this is pretty much the best episode of it. So no wonder it is this good.
True. I feel like, I don't know whether I've totally projected this onto there, but I feel like you can see how much they're enjoying this as well. Like they seem to.
Yeah.
And for all the things that I think we've talked about where they're being their purest sense of the character.
Yeah.
They're picking up on things they've done before. They're playing with it, like the stupid hand gestures and stuff where they can really rile each other up.
I bet the actors just did that. I bet it became something they just did in the green room
like
to each
that
other.
Idea.
You know? Yeah.
I like that idea. So I feel like it was, I mean, could you imagine if you could time travel back to the table read of this episode? Like,
they should have filmed those.
They didn't do it much in those days,
no,
did they?
No, but God, like, everybody would watch that big time.
They must have read this episode script and been like,
This is
a gift, an absolute gift. I mean, where
and
do you go
And soon it will be
here?
A gif, an absolute gif. Full of gifs.
That is
good.
That
thank
good.
You. Oh, good.
So, the very difficult choice then.
Mm.
Your favourite joke was?
I've gone with, it's all relative, because it reflects the shift to pandemonium that
nice.
Is amazing.
Nice. I've gone with what Chandler first touched a girl's boob at 19. Thanks, man. Because it's completely unnecessary and it touches on this layering of Ross is just digging for secrets.
Yeah.
It's got to the stage where he's just revealing secrets about people, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
How did you choose a favourite friend and who did you choose?
So this may surprise you, the favourite friend, but it's Monica. Because the delivery of some of these lines, she's the one being the competitive one here. She is the one that's really kind of, fighting. It's her apartment and everything. Mm-hmm. And I just think it just shows such a progression of Monica from that vanilla in the pilot to here we are now, Monica being like, no, and that's not even a word. I think she's really good here.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's very hard, isn't it? Because in a way, Chandler has a lot of the fast, like the nice shooting, you know, and things like that. He has all those amazing lines. Yeah. But yeah, it's Monica's brilliantly competitive in this. It's her purest self.
Yeah.
We've heard about the Pictionary incident, which we've never actually seen, but we've seen little glimpses of it, and here she is. And then, yeah, I think the whole, that's not even a word, and then no, you know, they are.
Yeah.
That she had to carry some of the critical moments of, of the whole episode, and it was,
There's a little touch of her when she comes back in. I lost the mattresses, a bit of the Geller Cup type vibe coming out of her here as well. It's just really funny.
Yeah, it is. It is perfection.
Perfection.
Hard for them to follow this up.
Yeah.
But
they will.
They will. Episode 13 is the one with Rachel's crush.
Ah. The one with Rachel's crush.
Joshua.
Oh, we've got lots to talk about there.
Oh, there's
behind the scenes stuff there. There's
so much to talk about there.
So do come and join us. We hope you enjoyed watching The Embryo, if you did before this, and listening to us talk about it. I think it's safe to say we're pretty passionate about that episode, and I hope that came across. And then we'll also be passionate about talking about The Crush.
Yeah, we will.
In a different way.
Yeah, we will.
Do
you know what's a bit weird? I feel like you said it earlier, but we've been working. I knew this was my favourite episode of all time. And so it's a little bit odd that we're at the other side of it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, with friends, there are plenty more.
There are plenty more.
On the way.
And so you can subscribe to get a taste of those plenty more.
Yes, you can.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Friends from A to Z, and we will respond to you accordingly. But I feel completely utterly just really I feel like Rachel lying on the sofa with a towel on her head.
Well, then that's what you shall do.
Eat me, I'm done.
That's our podcast. Thanks for listening to the end. Friends from A to Z, we hope that you come back again.
You've got a confession.
Share our obsession too. We'll be there for